Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Death by Chaos from Renee West is a compelling novel in which a moment changes four college students' lives forever. Tasha, Elizabeth, Dawn, and Miranda were the undisputed goddesses of their Southern California liberal arts college. With distinct talents, beauty, and accomplishments, each goddess appeared predestined to be forever traveling on that path called the charmed life. But a tragic twist of fate changed all of that. Renee has been writing and performing since childhood. She became a dramatic arts instructor in a performing arts program after earning her Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, where she wrote and directed original productions. Today, she channels her creativity into crafting fun, often quirky characters who find themselves embroiled in an unpredictable mystery that demand quick thinking and courage. And Renee West, author of Death by Chaos, is our guest on This Week in America. Renee, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
And thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Love to talk about this book, Death by Chaos. I love the storyline. I love where you go. I love to try to figure out where you're going next in the storyline. A wonderful job in writing this. Didn't want to give away too much. Tell us a little bit about the book. What's it about?
Well, the book, it follows the paths of four distinct, unique women who probably would have never met or even had a conversation if they weren't randomly assigned as roommates their freshman year in college. And they all, to me, they are sort of modern incarnations of the goddesses. There's an Athena, there's a Hera, there's an Aphrodite, and there's an Eris, the goddess of discord. And everything seems to be going well. They all seem to have their own territory in which they reign. They're the most popular ladies on campus. And everything seems to be going their well. And then I like the way you phrase it, a moment. Something happens their senior yes. year, just a few months before graduation, that alters things. A popular student that has crossed paths with all four goddesses is found dead. And says, and one of the goddesses goes missing. And their case remains unsolved for over the years. And one goddess will know, it turns out she knows a lot more than she admitted that evening. And she's been keeping secrets. And after 20 years, they're getting ready for their upcoming 20-year reunion. And the goddess who's been haunted by that evening and who knows more decides she really wants to know the full story and thinks the full story needs to get out there. And to add to her anxiety, a stranger, as I put it, a good-looking stranger on a motorcycle shows up and becomes enshrined in their lives. And he seems to know an awful lot about that night. And it's like, who is he? Why does he know so much? And that's basically what the story's about.
Well, you've got my attention with all of that. It's really an interesting story. I think you've created your own little genre of books now. So many people have called it a spicy mystery. I think you've started a spicy mystery genre in books. Mm-hmm. There's really, talk about that. Some people say, one review said, racier than a typical cozy mystery. You've got all of the elements, don't you, in this?
I try. In fact, a few people have, I recently sort of went on a date with this guy, and he said, this book was very much a cozy mystery, except for that one chapter. And I knew what chapter he was talking about. I don't know. I guess... part of me was just wanting that these women were, the story starts in 1968. This is the beginning of the second wave of feminism.
Yes.
They're embracing, you know, the independence. And that meant like sexual freedom besides, you know, employment freedom. And so these were women who were exploring all sorts of avenues and paths that had not been available to their mothers. And then plus, I just think, you know, I sort of enjoy passion. I enjoy steamy. I guess I enjoy, a little bit of steam without getting, too
Yes.
out there. But I enjoyed the passion, and I enjoyed then the fact of making a decision and then having to think, oh God, what did I just do? My characters are not perfect. They're good people, but they're not perfect. I like to think they're likable, but they face temptations. And if you and once again, as I said, I'm very much inspired by Greek mythology, and anybody who's ever read Greek mythology beyond the seventh grade. In seventh grade, it was pretty tamed, but once I got older and read some of the stories, not all those gods and goddesses were not always well behaved.
To put it mildly, yes, that and you capture that, and it goes back to late 60s, early 70s. Those of us who lived through that can remember that period, and it's enjoyable to go back and recall what it was like back then. And Southern California, you've captured that. That's a big part of the story. And again, you capture that. You feel like you're there, and you know these characters. Where did the story idea come from? How did you come up with Death by Chaos, the storyline?
Well, believe it or not, part of it was a little bit of my own college experience. I can't say it was quite that crazy or chaotic, but I was always intrigued by people being thrown together in the dorms and the
Yes.
friendships that develop. And again, sometimes there are people who would have never taken a class together, who would have never sat down at the same table and had lunch, would have never had a conversation, except they were roommates or they lived on the same wing. And I always just thought that was, it was fun. It was fun for me getting to know people with different majors from different backgrounds, from different cities, and developing the friendship. Have remained friends with some of my friends from college. In fact, I recently joined some of them for a reunion. And as I said, there was, I was a year younger, but there was a group that was known as Third North collectively, and they lived on the third floor in the North Wing. And they were all very distinct women, but they remained such a tight unit that every year they chose to live on the same floor together. I was lucky enough to randomly be assigned at one of the empty rooms on their floor, and that's how I became involved with them. But I was just intrigued by the uniqueness of each woman and yet the tight closeness of them. And again, I mean, before I even got to know them personally, I had just heard of Third North. I mean, they were a group like, did somebody invite Third North to the party? Has Third North arrived? And so I like that idea of, again, I keep repeating myself, of people just being thrown together
Yes.
and just realize there's a connection. Even though you would not think on paper there was anything these people would have in common. And then I also like the idea of mysteries. And I like, and believe it or not, I like the idea of keeping secrets, the pros and cons, the ability to keep the secret, but what does it do to you? How does it affect the friendship? And so I think all those elements I just put into this story.
You bring them alive in Death by Chaos. The author is Renee West. That's Renaii. Her website is reneewest.com. And a book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you directly to Renee's website information. Order the book there as well. When you develop a storyline, when you develop characters, do you base this on real life inspiration from real life, or is this totally fictitious?
No, there are inspirations. I mean, I make enough changes so, nobody can sue me.
Nobody can sue you.
But no. They are inspired by people. I mean, and there were conversations and even a little bit of little subplots that are inspired by my real life experience. So, no, definitely. There are people who have inspired my characters, but each character, I would say there's two or three people who I can pick, who I sort of morphed into that character. And these are people that I found interesting, and fun.
It's and
And then
people.
I also sort of try to create people that, in a sense, I, for most part, except for, the few bad people, but these are characters that I would like to get to know. I try to create characters that I wouldn't mind getting stuck on a plane, sitting next to them on a
Yes.
plane.
And these are characters that are going to be in your mind for what, 6 months or a year, but they're taking up space in your mind. You might as well get to like them. So look forward to
Oh,
meeting them again
definitely.
as you sit down and continue the story. It's interesting because when you're reading, so many people have said, "This was a great book. I'm ready for the sequel." Will there be a sequel to Death by Chaos?
Yes, there is. It's almost finished. It's my third book, and I have written the first draft. I have pretty much finished it. As you know, it will need to be reviewed, and I will need to go back and make some changes in it, and correct the spelling and all that good stuff. But no, there is, and I'm hopefully it will be out in tw early 2026. And unfortunately, I don't have the title yet. That's always the thing that is the last thing I decide. I don't know why, but no, I definitely. And what it is these. It will be the same characters, the same main characters, 10 years later.
Interesting. So when you
Yeah.
say, "I hope there's a sequel," the answer to that is yes, and be watching for
Yes,
it,
I guess
possibly
a
next
simple
year.
yes
Yeah,
would have
that's a
been there.
yes.
Yeah.
And if you go to Renee's website, reneewest.com, you'll find out when the new book is out and where you'll get it and what the title is going to be. You nailed Death
Yeah.
by Chaos. Talk about coming up with a title. I love that. It's very simple. It makes a great book cover. It sort of sums up exactly the overarching view of the storyline that really nails it.
Yes, it was hard to come up with one, and I think I did what a lot of writers do is I sort of Googled cozy mysteries, or I went on Amazon and just typed in cozy mysteries and just looked at how other people were
Yes.
creating titles for their books. And then I thought, what is it that caused the problems in this book? And it was chaos. I mean, I won't give too much away, but it wasn't a pre-planned murder. It wasn't murder for hire. It was just chaos.
And that's the
And it's
title.
chaos throughout, and it's chaos throughout the rest of the story.
And you'll love reading about the chaos. The book is Death by Chaos. Renee West, our guest on the program. Talk about a little bit about your writing schedule. I mentioned that these characters will live with you for 6 months, maybe for a year. What's your writing schedule like? How often do you write? Do you have a special place you go to write? Talk about the procedure you go through to write a book.
Well, I do have a place. I do sit at my computer. I do write. I wish I had was a little more disciplined in writing every single day. And unfortunately, I'm one of those people that the muse is with me or the muse is not. And fortunately, a lot of times when the muse comes, she sticks around for a while. And there were times it's hard for me to write during the holidays because I am busy. I'm not trying to brag, but I have a pretty good social life, and there's just a lot that goes on during the holidays. And I'm not one that can sit down and write just for 15 minutes and then go do have lunch with friends and come back and write for another half hour, then go wash dishes. It's like I do need to have at least a few hours,
Yes.
set where I'm not going to be bothered, where I can just sit and write. And usually I get it, as I said, with the muse comes, she only comes for a few hours. She'll come like for weeks. And so I seem to be on a roll. I seem to just get going. And I write very well. And it's usually something in my social life or my real life that breaks that pattern, and it takes a while for me to get started. And so, as I said, and then I usually tend to write late at night. I think a lot of writers do. I can, you know, maybe not actually start writing till 10 o'clock at night and then go into the morning.
That's a nice quiet time of day, isn't it? Everything is done. You can sort of shut out all of the news and sit and concentrate and follow your instincts in telling the story. The story is Death by Chaos with Renee West, R-E-N-A-I-I, reneewest.com, or website. I talked about your writing before. It's prolific, but in a number of areas. What challenges do you face as you transition from writing for the stage to writing for novels? What's that like going back and forth between those platforms?
Well, if I write, let's say, a play, there's going to be somebody in charge of costumes. There's going to be somebody in charge of props and creating the set. And the audience comes in, and they will see all of that. I don't need to explain she wore a blue dress.
Yes.
The audience will see that. So I find myself having to think about all these other elements. And in my second book, I know we're discussing the first, I did so much research on what this room would look like, what kind of fabric would be on the wall, what kind of furniture would be there. Same with my third book. It takes place in a house. I'll give that much away. I know more about home construction and home decor and style of houses than I ever did. I mean, I know more than when I bought my own house, which, you know. But so I find myself having to research more and to create the environment, to create the scene. You don't look at the character. I have to introduce you and describe the character. But at the same time, I have read books that spend so much time describing a person. I'm like, at some point, I get bored. Like, what's going to happen? So it's finding that balance. This is what this character looks like. Now this is what's happening. Or this is what this room is like. But now this is what's going to happen in the room.
And there is such a fine line, isn't there? You can say too much or you can say not enough, and you leave the reader with, I don't really understand who this person is. And you've done a nice job of finding that middle ground in the locations, in the characters, in the book, Death by Chaos. Talk about when you create this. So many people like the mystery aspect of it, the surprises that you weave into the story. What are the challenges of creating a compelling but yet a believable mystery?
Now, for me, I get frustrated if it's just too far-fetched.
And so
I try to create the problem and the resolution realistic, something that could really happen. I don't create fantasy. So it's got to be real. And then I'm one of those, I like all the boxes checked off. I don't like, wait, how did that person get that piece of evidence? I just don't like a piece of evidence all of a sudden showing up. I want to know how that person found it, how they came across it. And I find myself getting a little frustrated, not just with books, but sometimes television shows. Like, okay, this resolution was way too simple, or there's been steps missing. And so I really try to make it as realistic, but as easy to follow. And I really like to go over, even if it might be tedious, step by step, how things, it's like, is when they go to the door, is the door open? Is it open? Why is it open? Was the door locked? Okay, why was it locked? And how does the person get in? I like those details.
Well, as a reader, thank you. I can't tell you how many times you go back at a couple of chapters and try to figure out, okay, how did this happen? I don't remember this. And you're right, TV shows will do that. News stories will do that. All of a sudden, a new character is introduced. Some editor went to work and did some editing, and we don't know who this person is. And it's frustrating. And with this book, Renee's book, Death by Chaos, you can zip all the way through it. It all fits together nicely, and it makes sense. Got a nice flow to it. What would you say are some of the takeaways from this book that you'd like people to take with them after reading Death by Chaos? It's a really entertaining story, well presented, but there are some themes in there as well, aren't there?
Well, I hope they take away the value of friendship.
Yes.
I mean, these are women who, as I said, got thrown together and developed a tight bond. They were supportive of each other. They could have been jealous. They could have been competitive with each other, but they were supportive of each other. And then when some chaos enters their life, they remain supportive. And at the end, when there's resolution and secrets are revealed, there might be some shocking things, but again, they get through it because they have developed a great friendship. And sometimes you never know who's going to be the person that will come through for you. And so I hope they get, you know, I hope they take that away. And then I also hope they enjoy how accomplished these women are in their own different fields. They all, you know, have different majors. They go into different careers. And they become successful. And they each determine what is their level of success. And so I hope they admire these women.
The book is Death by Chaos. I've got a couple of minutes left. So a common theme in reading reviews is the characters are well-developed, and they're all distinctive, have distinctive personalities. Talk about the challenges of doing that. You've got four of these main characters. How difficult was it to develop these characters? They're all different, and then try to keep their traits in mind as you're writing stories. I mean, you're balancing basically four different characters there.
You know, it was challenging because I'd like to think that somebody could just read a line and would know which character said that.
Yes.
And so it was the idea of constantly having somebody have similar reactions to everything. And, you know, and not to have, you know, four smart aleck women or four witty women. It was the idea of, and yet at the same time, I didn't want them to become caricatures.
Yes.
You know, over, and I've seen that before where you, and you know, it was the idea like, remember the boy bands? You had to have the cute one, you had to have the bad boy.
So predictable.
That kind of, yeah. So I didn't want that. I wanted the characters believable, but at the same time, you could read a line and know, oh, that was Elizabeth who said that, or that was Dawn who said that. And yes, that was challenging. And I think the secret was I really had to get to know these women and not favor one. And that was hard. It was like being a parent. You didn't want to favor a character and always make this character the fun one, even though one is more of a lead than the other. I just didn't want to. This was my favorite. I wanted all of them to be my favorite. And I wanted to get to know all of them. And there were times when, and I'm going to pat myself on the back, where I thought, no, Dawn would not have done that. Dawn would not have said that. And, you know, okay, which one of these would say that?
Yes. What's it like? I mentioned reviews, and the reviews have been all excellent. And again, waiting for the sequel, which will be coming out sometime maybe after the first of the year. Well, how do you handle reviews? How all of that now? You put the book out there, people are reading it, giving their impressions of that. How do you balance all of that?
Well, good reviews are always fun, and they're always reassuring.
Yes.
You know, because especially with the first one, I'm a little more relaxed now. But with the first one, it was scary. It was very scary the first time. I remember one that wasn't quite so friendly. And that was a little bit hard to take. But then she also mentioned part of the problem was she didn't really like one of my characters, and she explained why, and I could sort of, in the review, and I could pick up why she didn't like the characters, and I thought, okay, that colors her, her perspective.
Yes.
So I, that made it easier to take. But I've also have always said I will watch the Academy Awards, and I don't always agree with the Best Picture Award. I used to watch Miss America with my girlfriends when we were kids, and we didn't always root for the same girl, and we didn't always agree with the winner. So I have seen, gone to an art museum, and this is a famous painting, and I'm like, eh. So,
yep.
I tell myself that is, I hopefully there are enough people that like the books and will give me good reviews, but I understand not everybody will like the book. Not everybody likes mysteries. One of my really good friends, when she read the book, and I know she only read it because she's my friend, it's not a type of book she normally reads, and her comment was, there was so much dialogue. And she's used to reading history and
yes.
nonfiction.
Yes.
And so, and I thought, that is a great comment. Like, this is not her style. And reading that much, as she put a dialogue, sort of threw her. And so I just have to remind myself, hopefully I get enough people who like the books, but I'm not going to win everybody over.
Well, you certainly have won most of them over. The reviews that I read were all excellent. The book is Death by Chaos. Our guest on the program has been the author, Renee West. Renee is R-E-N-A-I-I. That's important because that's her website, reneewest.com. Link on our website will take you directly there to get information. Order the book there as well. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. My thanks to Reader's Magnet. Reader's Magnet is all about your story, assisting aspiring and veteran authors in fulfilling their dreams. My thanks once again for them for arranging our conversation today. Reader's Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company. And Renee, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again when the new book comes out. You've done an excellent job with this book,
yes.
Death by Chaos. Been fun talking. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Renee West, once again, the book is Death by Chaos. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.